Morning Zone. I am America's voice. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. May we never be canceled. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, former President Donald Trump has launched a new website allowing him to speak freely whenever he wants to the whole world without getting censored by big tech and the Democrat handmaidens. And he gets his damn Facebook court today, too. Can you imagine? Number two, millennials are a sickly bunch. In fact, more than 40% are already suffering from chronic illnesses. Can you imagine that? And, of course, they're blaming anyone they can find to point their fat fingers at. But many of them will never see retirement age at this pace. So at least they won't have to worry about Social Security. And number one, the pandemic and the push to keep the crisis burning had President Biden teetering back out in front of the cameras Tuesday. He's calling for millions more Americans to get the shot, but the numbers of those getting lined up to get the vaccine are plummeting. And it means reaching the goal, his new goal, getting harder every day. Some states have gone so far as to offer cash incentives and prizes just to get the shot. Well, some places are just choosing to ignore CDC guidelines and force people to wear masks either way, when they don't need or want them, by the way. Still others are defending having the teachers' unions writing the language of when kids can be back in school. Nothing like a political organization telling you when the kids can be in the classroom. But let's start with the president and his push for 70% compliance. Now, just breaking today. And before you hear from the president, I want you to hear this. Seychelles, small nation, archipelago in the Indian Ocean. It is the most vaccinated nation in the world, has about 100,000 residents, relies heavily on tourism. So they need to have their act together, so they acted quickly. And it has fully vaccinated more people in its population against COVID-19 than any other nation on earth. It's north of 60%. You know what they're doing today? Implementing lockdowns and quarantines. That's right. The measures, which include bans on the intermingling of households and the early closure of bars, come even after that number one position for vaccinations. Despite all the exceptional efforts we are making, the COVID-19 situation in our country is critical now. Daily cases are skyrocketing. Like I said, 100,000 people live there. By April the 12th, 59% of the doses administered were Sinopharm vaccines. The rest were COVIShield. That comes from AstraZeneca. To date, 62.2% of the eligible population fully vaccinated. The next most vaccinated country is Israel at 56%. And yet, the number of active cases in the nation rose to almost 1,100 on the 3rd of May, up from 612 in April. So what does a virus do? It appears a virus does whatever it wants many days, including this day. Now, President Biden says 100 million new vaccines must be distributed over the next 60 days to reach that 70% threshold that he now wants, which is people having at least one shot. And so we can have permission to enjoy the 4th of July, you know, go out for a barbecue, see our family. Of course, have you realized millions of Americans just don't care at all what President DePenz has to say? In fact, millions will never comply with what they see as the teetering old fool wandering around with a mask in public, undercutting vaccine efforts altogether. I want you to hear from the president. It's bite number 10. It's bite number 10 with Joe Biden. Listen in.
Our goal by July 4th is to have 70% of adult Americans with at least one shot and 160 million Americans fully vaccinated. That means giving close to 100 million shots, some first shots, other second shots, over the next 60 days.
Over the next 60 days, 100 million shots. The problem is, I don't think the math works. In the last week, the number of people getting the first vaccine shot has dropped 29% across the country. In critical states like Michigan, the drop was 52%. Ironically, Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer had set that 70% threshold just a couple of days before it came out of the White House. Do you think they talk sometimes? Maybe. Here's something you have to hear, my friend. Here is something you have to hear. Because President Biden continues with his acuity challenges. His acuity. You're not allowed to call it dementia. You're not allowed to call it anything else. But his challenges with the English language. How about that? And just basically speaking normally so the rest of us can understand. And he said he wants to get to 70% of adults having that shot by July 4th. You heard that. And then he tried and, well, he made an epic fail trying to tell people where to find the vaccine. It apparently wasn't as easy to say as you would think. Bite number 5 with President Biden takes you down a strange and winding trail. Listen in.
Let me repeat. We're going to make it easier than ever to get vaccinated. Visit vaccines.gov, vaccines.gov, or text your zip code to 438829. Walk into your local pharmacy without an appointment. Go to the doctor.
Vaccines.gov.com. Well, I can't quite understand what he said. Pardon me. I use the English language daily. You would think that this doddering old fool would have done it as well. But it's another example. He can't even tell the American people how to get to a website effectively. Listen to it again. Listen to it again. Listen to what he says here because it's baffling to me. Go.
I'm going to repeat. We're going to make it easier than ever to get vaccinated. Visit vaccines.gov, vaccines.gov, or text your zip code to 438829. Walk into your local pharmacy without an appointment. Go to the doctor or local health.
Listen, this is the guy that got 81 million votes. Keep that in mind. Sure he did. Let's see here. Meanwhile, the jig really is up for those pushing the COVID porn possibilities all the time. The COVID porn, the lockdowns, if you didn't hear, Brookline, Massachusetts has opted to ignore all the CDC guidelines. It's extending mask mandates, other pseudoscience, other garbage, just to keep people in fear. Just to keep people in fear. Now, we're going to hold that until after the break because I want you to hear the Brookline, Massachusetts people getting hammered by the hard right network CNN. Because even people at CNN are like, now, wait a second. The CDC says you don't need a mask outdoors. The CDC says if you're vaccinated, you can do X, Y, and Z. Yeah. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Plus, don't forget that you'll need those booster shots and a lot more if you get the vaccine. And if you want to, I support it. All right? Quick break now. More of this after.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing is going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your electric bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com. WellConnectSaves.com or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.